As Superintendent Talisa Dixon prepares to begin her first full school year, there are still a number of unsettled questions hanging over the district. While a conceptual agreement was worked out with the teachers' union earlier this summer, it won't be voted on and ratified until this weekend, after school starts. And the State House has put on hold a plan to address state takeovers of failing school districts, a plan that could apply to Columbus. The district received an F rating on the last state report card, and Dixon says that's the place to start. One of her goals is to improve the district's graduation rate, which currently hovers around 80%. She says there has been some improvement in the five-year cohort, but the district needs to be more aggressive.
And that means making sure when our ninth graders come in that they're engaged in the learning, they understand where graduation will lead them, either to the world of work, college, careers, military. So when students come and we're exposing them to not only the curriculum, but the extracurricular activities as well, increasing the students' exposure to various other avenues, I think increases their awareness of what's possible.
Increasing reading and math scores are also high on Dixon's list of goals, but she doesn't believe there's one program or approach that's a silver bullet. Instead, she wants to develop partnerships with area colleges and universities to help teachers bolster their programs.
We're going to be able to co-design that work with our partners, and that's what I love about it. So the partners are not telling us, no, this is the best way. We get to co-design that based on our student population and our needs and using their expertise.
Partnerships play a big part in Dixon's plans for the district. She points to the City of Columbus's investment in pre-K programs, with new developments in Linden and the Hilltop as examples. In May, Dixon tapped the district's chief academic officer, Alicia Gillison, to head the newly created Office of Engagement to work on partnerships. She also reorganized schools into six distinct streams and plans to create an Office of Equity and Diversity to make sure funding and access are fair throughout the district. She says that process will start with equity audits.
For example, with our teaching staff, or all of our staff, who's going to what building? Do we have more expert teachers, novice teachers? You know, have we really looked at that? Are we giving one school more money than others? Or is it just, you know, people believe that we are, you know? But once you challenge yourself or you open up your organization to look at those practices, and then you're able to report out to the organization.
One of the district's biggest reorganization plans in recent history took place last summer when the Facilities Task Force, a group made up of district staff and community members, spent 7 months developing a district-wide overhaul and spent the summer in a series of public forums to present the plans and gather community feedback. While the school board did not reject the recommendations, they acted on only a few. Dixon says she's asked the board to hit the reset button on that process.
So the district had something in the past, they had a draft plan, but I've asked the board, let's start over again, right? Get new leadership, new focus, let's bring people, engage people in a different way. That does not discount the work. We value the work. Let's look at it again and let's move some steps forward. So I will be out there and with those parents and those stakeholders, and hopefully that they can trust that we can move the work forward.
Dixon plans a new round of strategic planning to start in October, a process she estimates will take 6 months. And she hopes by the time the next school year rolls around to have more answers and fewer questions. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.